M1 text 4. Singapore has fantastic public transport, which will take you right to the doorstep of most of our sites. Let me start by quoting from a study I read, which compared public transport systems in 35 cities worldwide. The cost of commuting was calculated using factors such as journey time, fares, crowding levels, and ease of use. Singapore was found to have one of the most cost-efficient public transport networks in the world. So this is good news for tourists. Let me tell you first about the trains. The MRT, or Mass Rapid Transit System, is easy to navigate and is the fastest way to get around. That's if you don't want the expense of taking a taxi. It provides easy access to almost every part of Singapore, with scenic views along the way. One warning though, stops can sometimes be far apart, and walking in very high humidity is exhausting. So, how do you get the tickets? Well, there are numerous ticketing schemes, from standard one-time travel tickets to cheap tourist passes. But if you're staying here for more than a few days, then I'd recommend what's known as an EasyLink card. It can be purchased from ticket offices at many MRT stations and will be much cheaper for you than the one-time travel tickets. Now what about the buses? Well, Singapore's bus service is excellent. Fares aren't too pricey either. And there are also flat rate buses. When you board one of these, you drop the exact fare into the box or swipe your EasyLink card. You'll need to swipe your card again when you disembark. If you forget, you'll be charged the maximum fare, so just be careful about that. I'm sure you'll find that getting around Singapore couldn't be easier. Enjoy your visit.